Let me answer the question. It's not going to make anybody in the room happy, but I'm going to give you, I'm known to be truthful. There are no guarantees in life. We have people who are trained and licensed and well-educated to do the jobs that we ask them to do, which include stormwater management, building construction, building inspection. But at the end of the day, there are no guarantees. So what you're asking, in good faith, you're asking us to guarantee something that we just can't guarantee, neither can the school district. If you have a problem, this is the answer I was going to give before the city attorney is his usual eloquent and proper self. Sue them. They got immunity, but go ahead and sue them. But you're asking us to say no to the project, I think, then nothing changes. You guys still have your problem with the pond. Matt, you still have your problem in your backyard. You still have your problem in the front yard. Nothing changes. So I ask you all to look at this a little dispassionately, and I understand you're passionate about it. It's natural. It's expected. But these folks are doing their best to fix what problems you have and you have and you have and still build a school for the benefit of the community. So there are no guarantees. I'm sorry. We do our best. You know, Sarah's a PE. She's got a license on the line. Architects, they got licenses on the line. School district superintendent, her reputation's on the line. You know, there are no guarantees. I wish I could tell you there were. There's not. Got to work with them, and it'll get better, I'm sure. Sorry. Thank you.
Promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Please state your name and address.
Darrell Frank, D-A-R-R-E-L-L, Frank, 8445 South 76th Street. I have two, I think one's a question and one's just a comment. So when I look at this tree line here, I know we're going to thin the herd here a little bit, the trees. I don't live on that side, but I drive my bike there, and I think the person over here elegantly said it's Tuckaway Shores, and it's nice. Those people have no view. It's like a park they're looking at. And I'm a little afraid that we're going to get too much cease through there. So who's ever paying attention to the shrubbery and the trees there, really take that serious, okay? And concerned about the optics of what those people are going to see going forward. And it loses, I don't want to say cachet, but, you know, it's Tuckaway Shores, okay? Selfish, but it is what it is. We didn't ask for that change, and the change came. I get that. All right, for the betterment of the education system, I get that. Second thing is, you know, I think we have a unique circumstance here. You got new construction going up, and usually around construction in areas, you got houses, maybe some condos, but in this case, you have wetlands, you have a pond, you have a bunch of condos around it. And that document you pointed to here, is there anything in there that can be shared with us that has a crystal clear impact on what it is on our water, the quality, some of the, you know, things over my head in terms of the drainage and those things, so that in 5 years and 10 years I can bring that out, back test it, and say they were spot on or we have a problem, okay? Is there anything in there that talks about us, the neighbor? Because I'm sure there's a lot in there about the property for the school district, but what about us? Is there anything in there?
Well, I'm going to answer that question in Steve style.
Okay.
This is written by engineers. What are you asking for? The response is, it's not in English. This document I will put in your hands, and you may have it. Okay? But...
Right. I mean, they have to meet the requirements as the water leaves their property. And that's exactly what that document does. It will tell you how clean it will be. I think they have like five discharge points.
You have a unique neighbor here, right? I mean, obviously. We have a lot of...
Not really. I think about a new subdivision. It's going to go up next to a lot of our...
What subdivision do you have that water the size of ours that you're putting new construction in, is my point. Okay. So I just want to make sure that there's... a crystal clear impact statement in that document so that in 5 years and 10 years we can back test this.
That document is the statement.
Somebody lied to us, somebody does need to be called on the carpet, or somebody needs to be applauded.
The answer to your question is no, there's not a single plain English language statement relative to any standard. The entire book is a standard. So, no, but it's in there.
Okay. But the neighbor,
and you're welcome to have this.
Yeah, I'll take a look. But the neighbor being a unique circumstance, there's nothing in there that addresses our concern for water flow, our concern for...
It's in there.
Water. It is. But as it leaves the property of the school, right, it stops there. It doesn't worry about us, right? It doesn't talk about the rise or lower of our water, does it? Of our pond? I'm going to guess it doesn't.
It's not unique. A lot of subdivisions go up next to another subdivision that has a big retention pond. There's wetlands. They all meet the same requirements, that they cannot increase the flow at the discharge points at their limits, because that's what would affect downstream. What are there, 5 discharge points here? And every single one of those needs to meet the same requirements. And that's, I mean, we have several subdivisions going in now, and they're going to be going to the next pond down and the next pond down.
Right.
It's really not unusual. Your pond is bigger than some of the other ones, but the requirements are the same. And
our pond, we swim in. Okay. Our pond, we have fish in, we have wildlife. So, I mean, it's a unique...
Not in terms of stormwater management, it's not.
It's a different animal, right? It's my concern. That's why people are more passionate about it, right? I mean,
we totally get it.
We
get it.
So we just want to get to it. So can I get a copy of that?
You can have that.
All right.
It's yours. You can come get it right now.
Thank you.
And I'm going to call you later and have you explain it to me.
That'll cost you.
I can build TV stations. Stormwater management, not so much. Anyone else? Please, sir, come on forward. Yeah, by the way, that's not the final. They're still doing revisions to it, but it's close enough for government work.
Perhaps to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Robert Fontana, Fontana, 7551 West Turkaway Creek Drive, in beautiful Franklin. I got 2 quick questions, and then, unfortunately, I have to leave the meeting. There's a creek that runs along the north side of our cul-de-sac. Does anyone know offhand if this project will affect the flow in that creek? So when it was under 76, a little bridge.
On the northeast, that's the outflow, right?
That's the outflow.
So no, you control that.
Okay, so that won't change, as far as we know.
It'll change if you make it change. I mean, that's yours.
Okay. All right. Second question.
Right? I'm sorry, I don't understand what he's talking about.
There's an outflow on the corner of Forest Hill and 76th Street. Yeah, it's a little south of there.
Okay.
That's the outflow from the pond.
Right.
That keeps the pond from raising.
Mm-hmm.
So that's yours.
Okay. You mentioned that notification had to go out to residents within 500 feet. What's the point where the perimeter where that 500 feet starts?
The property line.
Pardon me?
Property line.
Of which? Of this project?
Well, in that case, it's both, but yeah, of the applicant's project. So that property line, so Matt would have got it on the north, and you guys would have gotten it on the south because some parts of the condominiums touch that 500 feet. Yeah, it's done by GIS, and it's...
Thank you very much. An honor to talk to you, Mr. Mayor, and I love the town. This is a great place. And I'm glad everybody's here. It's a great show of democracy. Thank you very much.
And we like you too, Mr. Fontana.
As long as I pay my taxes, I am.
No, you and I go to the same barber. Anybody else?
Promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Please state your name and address.
My name is Tim Day, D-A-Y. I live at 7508 West Tuckaway Creek Drive.
Hi, Tim.
You just said that creek is ours, but it's fed by the lake. And so if their pond, if the flow slows their slows to their pond, it doesn't discharge much, it can dry up that creek. And so you're saying, well, correct?
I agree with you. Absolutely. But you guys control that. So that's all I'm saying.
How can we control that?
Let me restate it. Okay. Sorry. I don't want to get anybody upset. And I don't want the spears and all this. You guys control whether that creek stays wet or not based on the level of the pond. I get that.
Right.
So your concern, if I may project to you, your concern is that the level of your lake not dramatically alter.
Their lake would alter our creek. And if it dramatically slowed the flow, this is just, and I'm not an engineer, so I'm going to ask the engineer for this one. If it dramatically slows the flow, it's not going to have as much discharge because it's not going to be as high, which means our creek is probably going to dry up.
I think
so. Instead of Tuckaway Creek, I'll drive. I'll be living on Tuckaway Gully Drive.
I think you're confusing flow and volume. The volume will still be there, and so long as that outflow of a weir, whatever elevation it's at, that's not going to change. So it doesn't matter if the water comes in an hour or a day. Once it hits there and it hits that outfall, it will still flow because the volume is still there. They're not, you know, there's wetlands and there's detention, but they're not taking the volume away, which was other people's concern, is that there's too much volume. So we have literally people arguing both sides, but the volume will still be there. It will still find its way out regardless of the time dimension.
Okay, there's something that these folks haven't heard that was discussed at the last meeting. The reason that they want to slow the flow, not change the volume, is to minimize erosion both on the school district property and on Matt's property and on yours. So the water will still come to you, just slower.
Okay.
That help? Thanks.
Okay.
Wow. Do I get credit for that? Come on.
No.
Anybody else? Come on, quick, because I'm going to bang the hammer here. All right. Seeing no one else rise, I'll close the public hearing. Thank you all. Okay, Mr. Deedle.
As I mentioned, staff is recommending approval with a number of conditions. I can go over them if you wish. There is one thing I want to point out. You did receive an email at your seats from the applicants mentioning that they are changing the amount of impact on wetland setbacks and wetland buffers to be less than what the public hearing says, so they will have to revise the maps. So I would propose a new condition to cover that scenario if the Planning Commission wishes to recommend approval.
All right. Real quickly, briefly, go through the conditions that are included in the ordinance.
Okay.
Please.
First one, the city always typically requires a conservation easement for all these wetlands, wetland setbacks, wetland buffers, and the mitigation areas. A conservation easement is to protect those areas in perpetuity, forever. So that conservation easement has to be prepared by the applicant and approved by the Common Council. That's one of the conditions to make sure that happens. Condition number two would be the applicants have to revise their erosion control and grading plans. In particular, three of the existing
trees. Hey, Joel. They have to revise their erosion control.
They also have to revise their project narrative and other plans to note that 4 years is the required mitigation time period. They have to prepare a plan to give to the city every year for those 4 years so that we know what they did. They have to revise their landscaping plan. They have to provide details on a low-growing meadow seed mix. They have to revise their landscaping plan to provide more details about how they're going to control invasive species and the removal of those. And all our approvals are also subject to them also getting all their other approvals, like those from the DNR, and if they need anything from the Army Corps. And then I would propose that a new condition, such as the applicant shall revise the special exception plan and mitigation plan, maps, and associated tables to indicate the revised amount of impacts for Department of Natural Resource for Department of City Development review and approval prior to issuance of a building permit.
Okay, questions from the commission. Commissioner Leon.
I want to thank the consultants here tonight and the school district. And this came up at the last meeting. I expressed my opposition for a number of reasons to this. I do believe that in good faith, many of the concerns of the residents have been mitigated by between the past two meetings. So thank you for that. I would ask going forward, whether it be with what we're discussing here tonight and the special exception here and the project in general, to continue going forward in that manner, so that any concerns that come up along the way with the construction of the project be mitigated, whether it's neighbors' concerns or, step a little bit outside, cost concerns for the whole project. But that goes beyond the scope of this meeting. But in a nutshell, you convinced me tonight that you did the things that we asked you to do last time. So thank you for that.
Alderman Dandrea.
Joel, I just want to make sure that the audience is aware that us, as that we serve on the Common Council, we come across projects like this often, and there's always several conditions that have to be met based on our approval. Correct?
Correct.
I also want to state, in regards to the 30 minutes to the 8-hour number that was shared here, that was an example only, and it was not a representation of this project's flow determination. All we were doing is, and it was Mr. Fowler that was using that as an example, purely. So let's erase that from our minds, because that is not a factor that any hydrologist has come up with to determine the flow of this project. So I and several and many of the councilmen are taking this very seriously as we move forward, and I do realize that this affects the project directly to the east, which is many of your homes. We're trying to do our best to create a project that the school system has determined has to be reconstructed due to the age of the building as well as the functionality of the building. And I do realize that many of you here did not vote in favor of it, but there are some of you that have voted in favor of it, seeing that what we need for our community are good schools to attract good families to continue to come into this community. And so I'm just going to leave it at that point and leave it for any other commissioner that would like to add their input, and then we'll move forward.
Okay. Is there a motion? This is regarding the special natural resource special exception. Is there a motion to recommend approval of the Franklin Public Schools Natural Resource Features Special Exception pursuant to the standards, findings, and decision recommended by the Plan Commission and the Common Council, with consideration of the Environmental Commission recommendations, including an additional condition as read into the record earlier by the planning manager, Mr. Deal?
So moved.
I'll second.
Discussion of the motion. Is that okay? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. This matter will be on the July 18th Common Council meeting for final approval. I appreciate you all coming. As usual, my neighbors, friends, and former constituents, still constituents, did a great job. Thank you for coming. And you can stick around. Actually, that's the rules. You come for public hearing, you got to stay for the rest of the meeting. Move on to item C2, also continued public hearing. Is this was continued as well, right? We continued this one.
I suggest
continued
we just take a break, Mr. Mayor.
For the Lions Club.
May I suggest we take a break because we can't hear right now?
Hey.
there's a friendly face.
Oh, that family is here.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I love this.
Oh, the 4th of July holiday.
Yeah, yeah. Just want to say hi.
So good to see you. I wish I'd seen you in the crowd. I didn't see you out there. We're over by Ben Franklin. We're over by Ben Franklin. Yeah. Yeah, I know where you are now.
That's because I'm not wearing my sunglasses.
You're not going to say how to meet you? Come
on. You're
going to
say how to meet
you? Good. Now get the
hell
out of here.
Yeah,
I had some real concerns that I addressed in the last meeting. I think they addressed that. All right. Good to see you, Pat. We worked together at the Midwest Airlines.
Something to be said.
Thanks, Jim. Okay, we're moving on to item C2, a continuation of a public hearing regarding the building move for the Lions Club and a special use for the parkland on St. Martin's Road. Mr. Deedle, we already did the meeting notice, but there have been changes to the application.
Yes. So a quick summary is a special use and a building permit move were part of this proposal originally. At the last meeting, we did have the public hearing. It's continued to this meeting as well. That's for the special use, the public hearing. The other part of this project was the building move. They have that shed or garage at the baseball fields down by the public works facility. They changed their mind. They're not going to move that building from that property to their property on St. Martin's, at least not at this time. So they are proposing to move ahead with the special use, but not with the building permit move. With the special use, again, just to remind everybody, it's to allow a private park use on this property, which is zoned park. It's a step that should be done to make everything clear and obvious. We also mentioned in the staff report that it would be staff's understanding, and we're just pointing this out to you, that if the property owner wants to come forward in the future and put that building on this property or a similarly sized building, we would do that with a minor site plan amendment. The mayor had asked, you know, could we make that more formal or an official, add that as a condition or a whereas to the resolution? Yes, you could. So actually, I gave him some wording if he wishes to go that way, and I'm comfortable with either way. So what we're trying to do is when they change their mind about wanting to put something here, we would give them a short and simple approval process. They would not have to go back through the special use amendment, and I'm comfortable with that.
So let me just back up for everybody in the audience here. This was a request by the Department of Public Works to expand the DPW yards. The building was in the way. So off we go on to that whole tangent, and now we're not going to move the building. Thank you, gentlemen, I think. I mean, but let's make it easy on them in the future. Let's make sure that all the park things are all buttoned up so these guys can go ahead and continue to do their good work. Anything? This is a public hearing. Is there anyone from the public wishing to speak? Anyone wishing to speak? Seeing none, I will close the public hearing on this matter. Questions from the commission? Watch how this works. Regarding a special use, is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution imposing conditions or restrictions for approval of a special use for private park use upon the Franklin Lions Club property located at 10961 West St. Martin's Road, with the addition of another whereas, which will state, I'll read it, but we'll have the staff just put it in a motion. Whereas the Franklin Lions Club, having withdrawn its application for a building move permit to relocate an existing storage shed garage to subject property, but the City of Franklin, wishing to facilitate the eventual location construction of an accessory building for private park use by the Lions Club for their good purposes,
so moved,
hereby asserts that the property owner shall be allowed to apply for one accessory structure up to 1,000 square feet, not baby one, in size, subject to city review and approval of a minor site plan amendment and a building permit. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion of that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Gentlemen, thanks for your patience and all of that stuff.
I know we could have got up in the back at 7 and would have done.
Thanks. We'll see you at Labor Day for beer.
Yeah.
The building move is no longer a matter before this body.
Do we need the table?
Just do nothing, right?
It was withdrawn by the applicant.
For the record,
and the plan commission accepts the withdrawal of the application because technically, once filed, an application belongs to the decision-making bodies.
Is there a motion to accept the withdrawal of the building move application?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We move on to item D1, a business matter. Mr. Car Wash, automated payments, installation, and signage. Mr. Beadle. Oops. Who's doing this?
Public
hearing. Right.
Yes, the Mr. Car Wash had recently, earlier this year, obtained approval to make some site changes and signage changes and canopy changes. They wanted to make some changes to those changes. So they actually want to have an automated payment system. They're also changing their queuing lanes. They're actually removing two of the vacuum stations. So they're making site plan changes, so we're bringing this back as a minor site. We're recommending this to be a minor PDD amendment. We're recommending approval with a couple conditions. One, that they add landscape. They're creating a little landscape island. We're saying that they add landscaping to it. Also, staff found that there was an earlier condition in one of the earlier PDD approvals about landscaping on the north side of the building, so we're asking for that at this time as well. And I thought there was one more thing. Oh, signage. So they're asking for some changes to the signage, and like usual, we're saying that they have to meet the municipal code standards and get a sign permit from the building inspection department. Otherwise, we're recommending approval with those conditions.
Mr. Hale? I don't think we need to talk to you. Other than I would like to compliment you. Thank you for working with the Hampton Inn and Suites, mm-hmm. and apologize for Milwaukee County and what they're doing east of you. Questions from the commission?
What?
Hey,
Alderman Dandrea.
Is this monument sign still there, or is this new?
That's an existing sign.
That's an existing sign that's there?
Yeah. What we're doing is, on the signage, is because we're over square footage, and we want to add some signs on these little approaches,
okay.
we're going to reduce some of the building signage size. They're going to tear them down, make them smaller, and put them back up.
Those are the new ones you just put
up? Those are the new ones we just put up, right.
Okay.
Don't ask.
And so the...
Yeah, thanks for twisting
this
the
is mind. Not... Is this going to alleviate traffic that would back up onto Rawson in the heart of...
Yes, the purpose of this is to allow... Basically, to, you know, there's a lot of people that have these passes they just go through.
Right.
Right now, they have to wait in line to get through. Mm-hmm. Now they'll be able to bypass all that and go straight through.
So this will be a pass
and
lane?
These will be automatic lanes here.
Instead of having your personnel with a scanner?
Well, the personnel will still be there to help guide them through in case there's a bottleneck. So they'll still be there.
Okay.
But, it's going to make it a lot smoother. They're putting these in at all their locations.
Okay.
And it's helped a lot.
Okay. Okay. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay.
Is there a motion determining that the proposed amendment be a minor amendment? Oh, I'm sorry.
Just wanted to ask, do I understand, and as I'm looking at this, that the new signage will direct a lot of that traffic for the member lane that you're describing to prevent the backup on Rawson?
That's the purpose of the signs and little canopies.
That's what I thought. I just wanted to be clear.
So is there a motion to determine that the proposed amendment is a minor amendment?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Relative to the PDD ordinance amendment, is there a motion to recommend the approval of an ordinance to amend Section 15-3.0439 of the Unified Development Ordinance Plan, Development District 34, which we know as Hampton Inn and Suites plus mixed-use commercial, to allow for the installation of automated payment kiosks, signage, and queuing lane striping, and the removal of two vacuum stations and a landscape island and addition of concrete curbs to direct traffic at Mr. Car Wash, number 488498 at 7700 West Ross.
So moved. Seconded.
Discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We'll see you next month with a new signage plan.
Got any coupons?
You didn't say that on the record.
No.
Okay, next item is D2, Deerwood Preserve Condominium Plat Amendment and PDD 26 Amendment. Mr. Deal.
Yes, again, no public hearing on this one. The applicant wishes to build the last two buildings but change the building types. So because those building types changes both the building size and the appearance of those buildings, they need both the condo plat because the building size changes, and they need the PDD amendment because the appearance of the building changes. We're recommending approval with the core conditions for the PDD amendment, prepare a landscaping plan or revise the landscaping plan to accommodate to reflect these new buildings and their footprints. Also to revise the grading, utility, and erosion control plans to reflect these new buildings. And for the condo plat, the two conditions, one would be obtain the condo association signatures and approvals that are necessary, and to revise the record the revised condo plat. So with those conditions, staff's recommending approval.
Mr. Bobowski?
Yes.
How did I do?
You did great. By the way, I feel honored to have all you guys sitting here for me. Thank you.
Being a former condo president, are they aware of this?
Yeah. In fact, we met, we walked through the whole thing, and they have been waiting on you before they'll give us the approval.
So they know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have a room full on the YouTube. Okay. Anyone else?
Can we put that in writing?
It's on the record now, right?
That sounds like an experienced plan commissioner. Anyone else? All right, given that, is there a motion to determine that the proposed amendment be a minor amendment?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion of that motion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Relative to the PDD amendment, is there a motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend 15-3.0431, the Unified Development Ordinance, Plan Development District 26, which we know as Wood Lakes Condominium and Deerwood Estates. Jeffrey Clement's name is still on this. To allow for construction of redesigned building number 3 and building number 10 within Deerwood Estates, subject to the conditions outlined by Mr. Deal.
So moved.
Second. Second.
Discussion of that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Relative to the condominium plat, is there a motion to recommend approval of resolution conditionally approving a condominium plat for a second amendment addendum? A condominium plat for a second amendment. Second addendum to the Deerwood Estates condominium development at 8501 and 8503 South Deerwood Lanes, which they know as Building 3, and 8457 and 8459 South Deerwood Lane, they know as Building 10.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.